This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Friday, January 25th, 2023.
27th, just before somebody texts you being a jerk about it.
Did I say 26th?
Say 25th.
Did I really?
Oh. Yeah.
I'm looking at it, really.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the date. And look, I mean, it says it. 27th.
No,
oh, I'm thinking of my daughter's birthday still.
Yeah, you are.
That's the faux pas excuse.
The big 2-0.
Yeah. Yeah.
How was that celebrate? Oh, I guess you guys went to dinner?
No. Much like the holidays were with me, it's nice and stretched out. Went over and had like a, you know, play time.
Yeah.
You know. Lay down on the floor, just be covered in toys and have a youngster come run and jump all over you. I love it. I mean, I really do.
That's so sweet.
Well, he's not at the point where he can help me up out of the floor, though.
He'll get that way. That's what they're good for.
But
get up, Peppy.
we're going to go.
Peppy Matt?
We're going to go to dinner tonight.
Oh, okay. I'm not going to go as far as where you're going. What type of food you have?
Awesome.
Okay.
If I say what type of food, it'll totally give it away.
Oh, okay.
That right there is a nice little brain teaser. And I don't want the paparazzi out there.
Yeah, I don't blame you,
what
man.
What continent is the food from?
Europe.
Okay.
I know what I would want. You know, I would want a certain corral you could pull up to.
Have a little something. You want everybody to get a little something, and as much as they want.
Yeah.
As long as that corral is golden, that's all right.
No, I've been, some of my some of my friends, well, man, you changed your tune on buffets. It's like, yeah, I have.
Yeah,
it's not a bougie thing. It's just a, I have a hard time believing, except in Vegas or in a major, major destination resort, can you have a buffet where you have a smorgasbord of everything and it have continuity of being good?
Man, I got a buddy that travels for work, and he goes to Florence, South Carolina a good bit.
Mm-hmm.
So he went the other day, and he sent me a picture. He brought back a dozen big fat yeast rolls. He bought them separate. They look so good.
He bought them separate. It'd be hard to walk out of there with 12 under your shirt.
I didn't know they let you even go in there and buy them.
Oh, I think, you know, I remember that. You always could.
Now, I know you could
had
go
to pay extra for the honey butter.
I remember the Shoney's, you know, beside the sucker tree, they had all the pies on display. You could buy the pies.
The sucker tree. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
It was like, that's one of the last few Quincy's around anywhere.
Yeah.
And you got the yeast rolls. I used to have the shirt. Did you have the shirt?
No.
I had the yeast roll in the back.
Was that like a hole punch card thing, or like, did they feel you come in there without a shirt on one day?
One of my aunts used to work the mega bar.
Oh,
yeah.
Whoa.
It might have been an employee shirt. I got a pin too.
Like a rotten one, or
like you wear it, big fat yeast roll pin.
God. That's really cool.
You know, I'm the big fat yeast roll. We like folks like you, Quincy's. They had Quincy's on the front.
Like you. Oh man, they'd be standing in the parking lot waving to you.
Yep.
Yeah, man.
I can't remember the freaking Black Sheep jingle, but you know, he was skating across the the valley. The American Federal.
That was my first banker thing. Bank, whatever. Debit card? I don't know. Yeah. The golden days.
Oh, man. I like food.
Sounds like
I like Turtles. I like Trampled by Turtles. That's a band. Turtles. They're real good. Their codeine's awesome.
Turtlehead's a band, too.
Turtlehead.
They'll be coming on here in a couple weeks.
They were poking me on Facebook the other day. I literally had Turtlehead poking me.
Oh, that's very lovely. Yeah,
it's usually the opposite.
I got to log in and see where I left the pokes. I just get poked a lot by various people.
This is the American Federal logo, the red and orange one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Looks like our beer can.
Yeah.
And right. You don't even put it together as a kid that it's supposed to look like an AF.
You're talking about delicious Rise Guys P1 Lager, available at select Pink stores across upstate South Carolina?
Why, yes, I am. I went to one, and, oh, man, let me pause that, because I did not know it was an AF Fat Boy, the little flag thing. I did not notice that at the time.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Nine pointed out something to me from my youth in the
No, let's not talk about that.
I'm not, but in the stairs, where I was like, you know, it's weird. My grandparents would say this, something, you know, this thing here, and I was like, I never understood that, and then he pointed it out to me, and I'm like, oh my God, I am stupid, but I also feel like I will go to heaven because I did not know that joke, and I'm totally leaving you on the dark.
Okay. Yeah, you are.
But it was very, well, Paige, we don't want to get fined $250,000.
No, we can't afford that. We don't have that budget.
No.
Or fired.
No,
fired.
We would be devastated.
Must have been a joke dads and uncles made back in the day. Too off color.
No. It's not like that. No, it's not like that. I shouldn't have even said anything. I will write it down. I can't write it down while I'm talking.
Yeah.
Type it out. Chat GBT it for me.
What I took from American Federal, and again, this is regionalizing it way niche here, whatever. But I always thought, because it was the black sheep, that like it was for people who didn't have good credit. So, oh, you're the black sheep, huh? Well, we'll give you a card, or we'll give you an account. I don't know.
I don't know. Like, I don't know how far out they stretched as far as, you know, across the South.
Yeah, I don't either, man.
Well, they changed a bunch of times. I forget what they became something else after that.
Yeah.
I moved my bank into TR at that
point. I think their name after that had, like, South Carolina specifically in the name, it seemed like.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if they became Watchova or if that was somebody else.
I remember NBNC eventually became Bank of America.
Oh, yeah.
That was like National Bank of North Carolina or something?
Fat Boy, that was Wachovia. And BB&T, me and my cousin, called that a funny thing that I can't say on the radio either.
Yeah.
It was Big Butt and Blankies.
First Union with the green sign, green and white, like the suckers I like to get from
first
the bank
Union,
when I was a little
yeah.
kid.
I remember that.
I wrote down Fat Boy, the joke you were talking about.
Okay.
Oh, you could say that.
You're wild and crazy.
Oh, that's good.
Presentation.
Let me put that on the website.
Man. I did not know that. Pass that on to somebody. Okay. So anyway.
Hey, we're done with that. Back to banks.
No, off banks.
Oh, off banks. Okay, I don't like banks.
The finger I was holding down was for banks. The other thing was, it something with buffets? I don't remember.
About how you got fingerprints on the gummy bears, according to Fat Boy? Now you can see the fingerprints on the gummy bears.
Well, was the ant that worked at this, you know, we'll not even regionalize it. We'll just say this steakhouse/buffet.
Mm-hmm.
We call it Big Q's.
Sure. It's what we've been called.
Many times.
Behind our backs.
Many times.
What was that your introduction into, like, because you, you know, this is not I know you've had a lifestyle change, which you don't want to publicly talk about right now. Not in a sexual way.
I'm still straight.
I know, not in a sexual way, but you're eating better. But your fancy for buffets, is that where it started? Was that your taste? Jeremy, don't come here behind the counter. You don't want what's back here.
Yeah, probably, because, you know, she worked at both. She would go to, let's say she'd go over to R Words and work there for a little bit after she left Q's.
Yeah. Dang it.
So we would go to both.
Somebody text in just now, 72341, TLCMotors.com text line. Standard message data rates apply. Big Fat Yeast Roll was R Words, not Q's. Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. No way. You're
Big
wrong,
Fat,
buddy.
Big Fat Yeast Rolls was Q's.
You will lose that argument.
Mm-hmm. I mean, who you going to trust? Three fat guys or you?
I can't tell you how many mushroom tips and gravy meals I got.
Like freebies?
No, just like that was the go-to.
Yeah.
But because you didn't really eat the bar a whole lot.
Yeah, sometimes I'd get the chopped steak and mushroom gravy as a tyke.
Oh, tyke.
Man.
In middle school, I was called something that sounded like mushroom tips.
That's not nice.
I didn't like dressing out because of it. Oh, look, there he comes again.
Yeah.
And there's his best friend, Gravy. It just worked out perfect.
Uh-huh.
I did like the kale
gravy.
Yeah, and then mushroom gravy took on a completely different meaning by the time I hit 14.
My God.
Oh. High five. I don't know where your hands has been. You're in a relationship now. You know that relationship slide where you don't care as much? Like, you don't really, like, your hygiene doesn't matter and all that?
You know, I showered this morning. I took a shower.
No, I'm not saying I smell you or nothing. No, I'm just saying, like...
If you do, I smell like a delicious Beardle.
When does the...
Of what brand?
Oh. Golly.
Oh, that's wonderful.
When does the stage of impressing and good behavior fail? That's a good question.
Golly.
Oh, I'm totally joking.
Is that 3 months in?
No, it's back to that stupid joke that probably only remember about how women on their first date would go get it like a makeover and show up not looking like they will ever look again.
I know.
And it's kind of odd to me.
People should just be themselves.
Yeah.
Then it's not so disappointing.
But you know, there's the time where, you know, you just, there's that time when maybe you just like, you know, she comes over and like you're both just wearing sweatpants and you're like, all right, yep.
Where's the makeup?
Yeah. No, but that's comfortable. Comfortable level, whatever you want to say. Where you're like, all right, cool. We realize we like each other a lot. We're doing it. And, you know, we don't have to put on this whatever.
Do we need to get a shredder?
I was tearing up my note to Fatboy. Tiny little pieces.
Please. Especially the part on the back.
It an origami the hell out of it.
Yeah.
Can't even see it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Well, it's
Matt, that's a funny story. I'm reading the text. Matt, that's a funny story. Mine was sirloin blanks in high school. Sirloin tips, but not.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, what was the thing? I totally jumped on you right there, Jimmy. I'm sorry.
No, I was trying to get back to what you were talking about people wearing sweatpants.
Oh, when you get to that that part, which it's not a because if you're looking around, you're sitting there both at the dinner or the breakfast table, and you're getting ready to go to work, and you're both sitting there saying, "Well, we're sitting here in our sweatpants now." Does that mean it doesn't mean you're on the slide? It
doesn't
just means
the love's over, the passion's gone.
It means it's the stock's going up, but it's leveling out right now because that means you know everything's stable. The boats are rocking, not in a good way anyway.
Yeah.
I've never done it in a boat. Done it on one.
Yeah.
That's never when you been inside, though. Clear your whole plate, fart and burp, and everything goes to hell.
Well,
when she says, "Would you please pull my finger?" I'm like,
that's love.
If you date put something on it, too.
If you date a good old Southern girl, she's going to be offended if you don't clean that damn plate, all right?
Jesus.
Well, I mean, we ain't wasting food. We's raised by people who's raised in a depression.
I've learned if you lick the plate, you're kind of turning her on.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That's why I'm a big fan of Aju.
Mm-hmm. And when it's real good, you think y'all think each other sexy in them sweatpants, too.
You think, say that again?
When it's real good, y'all think each other sexy in them sweatpants.
Yeah. As long as the and they don't generally, like, as long as the girls don't have the same kind of sweatpants on that you have on. You know what I'm saying? Like, women have them, like, they're not legging sweatpants, but they're like, you know, them, like, tight knit sweatpants.
Yeah.
I like them.
Those are good. Mm-hmm.
But the guys don't look good in them.
No, not at all. Not at all. Not at all.
Some of them do.
No.
Well, I mean, that's going to look weird.
Yeah.
I mean,
even if you got anything to show off, I mean, that still just look weird.
Some bodybuilders look good in that kind of stuff.
I like my sweatpants to be comfortable, though. It wouldn't be comfortable.
No. And the only sweat really going to be done in them is from sitting there and standing up.
Only sweat done in them britches is going to be from my ass on a leather couch.
They're really small pants.
Oh, on a leather couch.
On a leather couch.
You said that fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you played closing music yet?
About to.
Okay.
We got time.
I couldn't tell if I heard it in my head or not.
Yeah.
I heard something swimming around.
And sometimes you'll be riding to the liquor store the other day and you look over and be like, "Hey, babe, you got a big mustard stain on your britches." And you don't care.
Were we going to a liquor store? No.
Okay, baby.
I have my painting jeans, and they have, it looks like mustard, but it's really yellow paint. And I've been told that, you got mustard on your pants. No, it's paint.
Uh-huh.
And they've been washed. It's just the way they look now.
That's all right.
My painting pants. You've been painting today? No.
Uh-uh.
That's mayonnaise in your beard.
He don't eat mayonnaise, fat boy. It must be something else.
I had a hot and fresh donut.
Oh, okay. It's donut glaze.
Did I say it was Friday yet? Because it is. And I like it. I like it a lot. I like it a lot. I do. You're looking at me like you don't. Do you not? I mean, it wasn't as good as last Friday.
Ain't as good as next Friday.
That's payday Friday.
But it is Friday.
But it's still Friday.
Good Friday.
Yeah. Not the goodest.
Not the good.
That's coming up, though.
The good Friday.
The good Friday's coming up. But it is Good Friday. We will, I'll do it in chronological order, kind of, just, and I don't want to because that makes it sound like, oh, this, I'm looking forward to this. But one thing I can guarantee you is we will be doing our week 20 of Pigskin Picks.
Oh, yeah, we will.
I mean, this, blank me now. I mean, I don't mean like that. Don't insert your favorite word, but like,
come on.
Put me out of my misery. I'll go ahead and do it now.
Kindly up against it.
Well, we got updated lines, too, so there was one pretty big shift in one of the games.
You've usually had one of those by this time of morning. Mm. And then...
that is. I'm
about to have one for headlines.
A glimpse into the FOF line, Fat Boy, that will start at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central Time.
You know, we get TNC feedback from time to time, but this is really aggressive.
Oh, okay.
This guy don't like Allie.
Oh, okay.
The sister who cheated with her... the girl who cheated with her sister's husband.
Yeah, he's got words for her.
Oh, man.
Well, don't you assume this guy's been cheating on?
I think so.
Does you have to bleep him?
Oh, a lot. He's got words for him, too.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And he don't know anybody here? In the
No. Just
no.
Not he. You know, just a suggestion for the show.
Oh.
Constructive criticism?
Yeah, not even that. Just like,
okay.
Why don't you do this? Damn it.
Won't you do this?
Because you hadn't done this in a while.
Yeah.
Why don't you get back to doing this?
Okay.
One of them type deals.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Okay. That number to call, 864-241-4318. Why did I say two that way? I don't know. 864-241-4318. And that's something to look forward to.
Hell yeah, dude.
This morning. Paige, what are you working on in the Plex?
Well, we're going to get into Pamela Anderson's memoir again and talk about what she thinks about Tim Allen and his intentions. And also, I have a little tidbit about Jack Nicholson, too, and what happened at the Playboy Mansion. So we'll get into that next. In Your Eyes, Guys, headlines.
I'm going to do that part in like Sanford and Son when they look at Smitty and Hoppy. What happened with, I don't know, Tim Allen and Pam Anderson?
Oh, yeah.
That happened when I was...
you were out that day. We did the story about him flashing her on the set of Home Improvement.
Flashing
his junk.
Oh, wow.
His penis.
He's doing the grunts when he was doing it.
Oh, wow. All right, we'll find out about the Ric Flair of ABC right after.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yes, good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
I'm Paige, and we begin with a story about Pamela Anderson, and she's got her memoir out, Love, Pamela. And we did the story earlier, and she has a little update on the flashing incident. And Pamela Anderson doesn't think that Tim Allen had bad intentions when he flashed her. This was on the set of Home Improvement. And Tim denies that this ever happened.
But he was also on a lot of cocaine then, right? I mean, he said that himself, I believe.
Well,
if not, I witnessed it.
Okay. Well, Pamela, she says, quote, Tim is a comedian. It's his job to cross the line. I'm sure he had no bad intentions. Times have changed, though. I doubt anyone would try that post, hashtag me too. It's a new world.
Mm-hmm. She kind of pulled back a little from the original statement.
Mm-hmm.
What was that? I get my news from Paige. Seriously. The other news makes me sad.
You know, after it came out that, you know, she said that he had flashed
her. Especially the financial part.
You know how people kind of get on it and like, oh, well, this happened too to somebody else, and they try to throw examples up there. There was a part in an episode where Patricia Richardson, who played his wife in the show, he had flashed her because he was wearing a kilt. And that she had a reaction. It was like a shocked reaction. And people were like, well, he did it to her too. But she said he was wearing boxers. She had that reaction because she didn't think he would actually pull the kilt up. So he didn't really flash her. She didn't see anything. So that's why she kind of pulled back a little.
Okay. So is that, Paige, is that flashing? If I just if I'm wearing a kilt, lift up and show you I'm wearing boxers?
Well, from my understanding of what the quote that Pamela said, I've seen you naked, so now you can see me naked, and he flashed her. So that's a little different than flashing.
That's not the way that works. She didn't pay the $6.99.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If you show a little starfish, I mean, she'd probably like that. That's not flashing.
She should have stapled him up the chest and said, this is what it would look like if I saw you naked in the magazine.
Mm-hmm. So
do it again. It feels good.
The nine said he was hoping it was Mr. Wilson that did it.
Earl Hindman. Rest in peace.
His last name was Hyman?
Hindman.
So as far
Wilson,
as
the neighbor, is being a knot hole in the fence.
So as far as this situation, there is really not a comparable situation because he was wearing boxer shorts with Patricia, and he was supposedly not wearing anything and showing himself naked to her. Just because he saw her, she didn't see him.
Right.
As a joke. A little uncomfortable at the time.
Well, luckily, we've seen all each other naked in here, so.
Yeah, it's no big deal. There's good naked and bad naked, you know.
So. I know.
Oof. Bad naked is the time Matt walked in my place after the Christmas party the next morning. And I was face down naked on the bed.
It's bad naked.
I ain't had my breakfast yet, man. That was where it went
no, you
from.
Ain't gonna.
Oh, my God. He's naked. Oh, my God. I think he's dead.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's dead naked.
Oh, he's dead naked. He really does sleep naked. I was always shocked when you would say that. Now, you was alive, but you was clammy and just, oh, man.
Oh, mm-hmm. Lord.
I should tell everybody that you were dead, but I've resuscitated you.
Mouth to mouth.
No, close.
Well, talking about walking in.
Face down.
Yeah, do CPR, which is like.
Chugging back to life.
Jump on like a bouncing ball. Do chest compressions.
Is that how you do it?
I sit on his chest and do Kegels.
Oh, God.
I was face down.
Get him back.
So it couldn't have been mouth to mouth.
Oof. Oh, that was close.
Like a vacuum, you might suck a nipple up in there.
In this little memoir that she has out, she also witnessed a threesome that Jack Nicholson was having at the Playboy Mansion. She said that she walked in on him with the two beautiful women with him, and they were giggling and kissing up against the wall and, you know, having sex or whatever. I don't know exactly what they were doing. And then she says she walked
Could you
by.
See his face? Well, I guess so. She knew
did.
It was him.
She was looking at him. And she yeah. walked by to use the mirror, bending over the sink to fix her lip gloss. Trying not to look, but she couldn't help herself and caught an eye in the reflection. And she got him to the finish line, she says.
I thought Dave Navarro was not offender, but, you know, the one who hooked up the most at the Playboy Mansion. They said that guy'd be in secret rooms with all kind of different women.
Like, over the whole...
Yeah, because evidently he went there a lot. Like, he was just always there.
I figured it'd be like Drew Carey. Because anytime, like, when I would get a new Playboy... Yeah, I used to be a distributor. One of the first things I'd flip to, even before the centerfold, was you'd flip, like, two pages in, and it would show you behind-the-scenes photo from the Playboy Mansion. You see, oh, my God! This so-and-so guy from a game show was there. What the heck? Dude from Supermarket Sweep is hanging out at the Playboy Mansion.
Bill Maher.
That's why little boys wanted to get into TV and music and sports.
So they can go to the Playboy
That's
Mansion.
That's the real story, I think.
Mm-hmm. You think the Playmates liked his flat top, Drew Carey, his black rim glasses?
Yeah. I remember this one Playboy I had. It was an older issue. The staples were rusted. It was so old. And I found it on the side of the road. I opened it up, and I would watch Soul Train, don't giggle. And Don Cornelius was there at the Playboy Mansion, and I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah,
and then I watched that documentary. Yeah. I was like, oh, my God.
There's a few of them that yeah. weren't so nice to the
he
girls.
He took a couple home with him and wouldn't let them leave.
Yeah. So
a lot.
I'm sure you have to read the book to read more.
Or watch that show.
Yeah. Well, if you could switch one of your senses off, which one would you choose?
Smell.
Hypothetically.
That's a good answer. It's a good one.
You mean like off and on?
Uh-huh.
Smell.
If you had a superpower, I guess, if you can switch it off.
Yeah, probably smell.
Well,
sometimes touch. If I'm in a lot of pain, it'd be nice to just turn that off.
Turn touch off?
Yeah, if I mean I wouldn't feel pain. But usually smell would be the one. Sometimes hearing, though, I would turn off willingly. Like, if I'm out in public somewhere, I'd probably turn hearing off so I ain't got to listen to people.
If, yeah. Yes, if you're trying to sleep, hearing would be definitely a one you want to turn off. But
like a mute button.
Uh-huh. So 40%, they say smell. That's the top one. And then you got 30% hearing, 17% taste, 10% touch, and 1% sight. I don't think I'd ever turn my sight off, no matter what.
No, I'd like literally a pair in the back of the head.
All right, come here.
That was very, very quick.
Oh, it was.
That was very
quick.
That
boy's on it today. He's excited.
What happened again?
He must think it's payday.
Oh. Well, I'm Paige, and that's your Rise Guys headlines.
Thank you, Paige. I'm trying to think of a closing thing to say on that, but I can't think of anything.
I missed a good answer, though. Smell is.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what it was. I saw a guy that lost, real quick, an eyeball in war, and I don't remember if it's for this country or not, but he invented this thing that he, in his eyeball, he put a flashlight that he can manually say off and on. And so they put him in the dark, and he'd say on, and his eyeball would turn on like a flashlight.
What?
And yes, it's real. I looked it up. Like,
what
it was a real thing.
Dude, he's a real universal soldier.
I mean, they said, like, he looked like a cyborg.
I saw a guy
not
who
Chris,
had
Chris, but A.
He had a smiley face for a fake eye.
That was Die Hard.
Oh, my God.
Wasn't it? No, that was Last Action Hero.
Yeah, it was. Last Action Hero.
That was L.A.H. Thank you, Paige.
La Brea Tar Pits. That's what it was in that movie, too.
La Brea.
He used to be in a lot of movies. Now you don't hear nothing about it anymore.
Fat Boy has his La Brea Pierce. Mm. What are you working on in the sports cabin?
Well, the Panthers the Panthers got a new coach. And I give you a hint. He threw the first ever pass because he used to play for him in franchise history. Now he's coming back to coach him.
Wow.
I'll give you another hint.
I know the first player ever cut by the Carolina Panthers was Bill Goldberg.
Thank God it's not Goldberg. His last name might be offensive to some people. Might not be.
Oh, my God. What's up, Frank? All right, we'll get into that next.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen to many others, but none of them hold a flame to Nine and Matt Man and Paige, Fat Boy. They all good every morning.
The Rise Guys.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Panthers got a new man. A lot of people thought Wilkes might get it because, you know, he came down to these two.
Dale Wilkes?
Hell no.
Oh, he'd probably play for the Patriots.
Yeah. Old Steve.
Thank you.
But Dave Tepper said he's going the offensive route, going to hire an offensive coach, hired Frank Reich, sixth coach in franchise history. He was also the first quarterback in the first game ever in franchise history.
Yeah, he was.
Trivia question. First Carolina Panther that I met in person. Trivia question. Nick Brown, you cannot text in.
I'm going to say Steven Davis.
I'm going to say Bill Goldberg. Tim Biakabutuka. Shimonga.
Ray Cruz.
Kerry Collins.
Jordan Gross.
Just came from a Super Bowl recently before that.
Oh, Cam Newton.
Gary Green.
You didn't meet him.
Don Beebe.
Oh, he's a Bill, though. He don't count.
Well, he was the first one I met. He was a Panther, though, when I met him at Oshman's.
Oh, Oshman's, man. You can go in there and play basketball. You can play golf.
Dude, it was...
You couldn't buy anything because it was so expensive. That's why they're not around anymore.
No. You can't even go to Cabela's anymore and play shoot deer.
Hey, man, where's Big Buck Hunt?
Not our Cabela's. And maybe down in New Orleans, y'all got one. New Orleans. They don't like New Orleans. They don't like the way I say it. I don't say it properly, and that's fine.
It's all right.
New Orleans.
Frank Reich was fired in Indy. He is 61 years old. They're saying there might not be any jobs for Sean Payton this year. But I don't think that's – I think that's a Sean Payton thing. Like, he – I mean, they're going to hire him. He's a great coach.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody give him a job if you wanted it. But I think, you know, he's
kind of – asking for too much?
Well, maybe that, or he's kind of bringing up some, you know, things about people's organizations they might not want to hear or deal with.
Frank Reich, have any kids at you know, a lot of the quarterbacks, yeah. They will, you know, especially quarterbacks, they seem to have kids who want to follow in them footsteps.
I know he's got adult kids, but I don't think they coach. I think he's got a couple daughters.
Maybe a grandson. Maybe Frank Reich III will come out. Oh, my God, look, it's Third Reich. He's coming out on the field.
No!
I got to rewatch his season of Hard Knocks. Speaking of the Colts.
Bend your arm more when you wave at him.
Speaking of the Colts, Jeff Saturday was their interim coach. Well, it didn't really end well.
Which sucks.
Yeah.
That was a cool story.
So now there's a petition going around from Colts fan for Jim Irsay to not hire Jeff Saturday. And so far it's gotten almost 3,300 signatures. They want to get to 5,000. This says, hey, at 5,000 signatures, this petition is more likely to get picked up by the local news.
Oh yeah, right.
It's already made national news, buddy.
Oh, man. He's also an attorney, right? Like I feel like he went to – didn't he go to BYU and he's an attorney?
Steve Young.
Yeah, Steve Young.
Okay.
Not Ty Detmer.
Oh, I'm thinking of Harris Barton. Wasn't it Harris Barton, Steve Young's center?
I don't know if he did.
There was one team where two of them were like – they were talking about salary and people were like, dude, you could just leave the game and be an attorney and do like one case a year and be fine. Like, shut up.
Maybe you're thinking George Sink used to play for the Seahawks or something. I don't know.
And football wasn't around then.
Well, the Seahawks probably weren't.
I got
leather
you.
One. Leather helmets, maybe.
Harris Barton is a fund manager now.
Ah.
Really an educated man.
He used to be on the OC, the TV show.
He was one college football player who went to class at North Carolina, I guess.
He knew where it was.
Was he a lawyer?
I'm looking.
Well, you don't have to. Probably no Harris is out there, lawyers.
He has a BA in finance from UNC.
Oh, son of a bitch, I don't know what I'm thinking about. I'm going to Google this the way I would. NFL center, lawyer.
There's a C.J. Gardner-Johnson plays for the Eagles. And after the game, the following Monday, well, something happened to him, and he took to Instagram.
Who took my car? Wow. Wow. That's how y'all getting down in Philly after a win?
So he plays for the Eagles. Somebody stole his car.
Oh, man.
He watched them steal it. He says he knows who stole it. He watched it all happen on video. So then he took to Instagram.
How are newer cars stolen and people not be able to find them with the way that they're all chipped? Or not, I don't want to say chipped because that sounds nefarious, but I mean, you know, find my car or whatever the hell it's called.
I don't know how you steal.
Well.
Can you still do the hot wire trick? I mean, it seems archaic.
Well, not even that, but like just the fact like the car could be tracked unless there's something in the car. But do
all these black boxes. A lot of them have the newer ones.
But I thought they were hard as hell, like Genesis and stuff, but. I saw on a video, I wasn't looking up how to steal one, but like, it's like the black box of an airplane. Like, it's down in there somewhere. So yeah. How would you, I don't know. I don't know how to change my oil. So, I mean, what am I saying?
It's too expensive now anyway. You need to take it to somewhere where they don't put your valve caps back on, and I'll tell you exactly where to take it off the air.
Your nice. Parking lot.
Sad news, man. Billy Packer passed away.
He's a break for a few minutes.
82 years old.
That is sad.
Yeah. This was reported by Mark Packer, the Pac-Man, last night on Twitter.
And that sucks. Yeah. I met him when I just started out in radio, literally, quite literally just started out in radio.
Mm-hmm. He was a fixture in the NCAA tournament for 30 years. I remember you going prime time with the Pac-Man. Those were always fun.
Yep.
Old man Billy Owen.
That's when I met him, when he was, that was on then WCCP.
Yeah, that was a big show throughout the South.
So far, I've learned that Tony La Russa and Branch Rickey had law degrees. Really? And Chris Collinsworth.
Branch Rickey, yeah. I mean, he knew a thing or two.
I didn't know Chris Collinsworth had his.
No. Dwayne Woodruff, he has a law degree.
He's had an overbite like hell, though. He looks like a horse.
I'm a lawyer, man.
Chris
I got
Collinsworth
my degree.
Raced a horse.
I used to hate him watching him on NFL on HBO when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't like this dickhead's attitude.
Dick Button has a law degree.
You don't like Sunday Night Football because he's
Dick
still
Button
on there.
Does?
Dick Button, yeah, the figure skater.
Oh.
He's in his 90s now.
Well, we got to go.
Oh, man.
All out of time, man.
All right. God, I don't know how to Google it. Center NFL lawyer. That gives me nothing. I don't know how to Google it. I'll figure it out somehow.
Nick Bonner and Connie has one, the football player.
We want a Connie?
That guy?
Maybe. All right. It does sound like an Italian dish.
Says here, CD's nuts. From the Colts. He's got a JD.
Watch your mouth. All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to come back. I don't want to jinx this too bad because it's one of those things of, oh, man, maybe you're just excited about it. But I know we're excited about it, and hopefully you will be too. Something we talked about on this very show yesterday might be coming to fruition.
Oh, no.
Sarcasm. Good morning, mm-hmm. Everybody.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.